Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Last night I gave a talk and I mentioned that sharks do not have a mean bone in them, which caused a few eyebrow raises. Let's dissect this one a bit. We already know or heard at least that sharks never want to hurt us, right? And that makes sense. Granted, it can happen that a shark is stressed and then snaps, but even the snap is not to be seen as an attempt to hurt us, but an attempt to protect itself. Of course, you could say that this does not matter, but it's important to understand the motivation behind an incident and not the outcome, since it comes down to the why. Fact is, no shark wants to eat us or sever a limb or so because he or she is mad at us or can do so. Such a thing just does not happen. So when I say that the shark does not have a mean bone in itself, I'm not saying that the shark cannot be vicious since it must survive in its world. But when I'm saying no mean bone, I hint towards unknown objects, and with that I mean us humans. But you know what? Should this animal have a mean bone that would translate to some negative mental attributes, then, of course, they also would have to possess the positive mental attributes, right? And that would be rejected by pretty much everybody. So this no mean bone is meant as lacking the sinister mentality or capacity of hurting us for the sake of hurting. And this is what I like to explore today a little bit. Evolution happens, right? So for sharks, it is a process that now covers a time span for over 430 million years. Some paleontologists start to talk about even 450 million years. So it's quite a long time. That is time where teleosts, the bony fishes, were by far not even on the horizon. So back when sharks started to appear on this planet, they were not yet these super predators, but as most creatures started small. They had to learn early on that you can only survive by either be smarter than others, more powerful, or find a niche that others don't occupy. So the more powerful was not an issue. So basically, it was not an easy start for the early sharks, but for sure, they were not powerful and big yet. So they had to learn early on to fight those fights they could win and avoid those they could not. A strategy that worked throughout their evolution except for the last 40 or 50 years. Now they're confronted with a threat they have not been prepared for. So in all their evolution, what mattered was being smart and decide when to fight and when to avoid it. And then humans started to appear in the oceans. So would evolution now tell them, hey shark, this is something you have never seen, go and attack to make sure you would win? Absolutely not. Evolution taught them to be careful, since it is big and unknown. So they'd rather make a big circle around it, or then check it out from a safe distance to make sure that they think the person is not dangerous. So I hope you start to see where the quote-unquote mean bone would come in. Such an attitude would have to take over should the shark see a person for the first time and think, gee, what the hell is that? Can't stand it. Let's go for it. Could something like this really happen? Absolutely not. Impossible. But unfortunately, we hardly think that far when we talk sharks and incidents. That's why it is so important to talk motivations. In most cases, a bite is just exploration, the task to figure something out based on curiosity and intriguing factors. Remember, the shark holds the object, for example an arm, with its teeth as the tool for stabilization and not for the purpose of penetration. Then there's also stress, competition, and provocation. None of them must be explained from a vicious position, since stress and provocation is about protecting itself and not trying to hurt the other, and competition is just that, trying to get something the other has and the shark wants it. But the goal is not to get hurt in the process, since that can reduce its own fitness. And even all the other potential, but very rare animations during a bite have different underlying motivations than trying to hurt the person. So they have different goals than trying to hurt the person. So this mean bone issue is an issue that can be discussed, but eventually must be rejected. 2 days ago, we had a somewhat obtrusive bull shark around us. I'm using the word obtrusive now in quotation marks, okay? He was very curious and huge. So naturally, some divers thought he was quote-unquote aggressive. But I explained to them later that this shark got just a bit too close for their taste, and one should try to look at it from the shark's viewpoint. Remember MacOpe, the mental capacity-oriented animal perspective? Looking at it from that side, the animal was just a bit more curious than what the group saw a few days before. Nothing more, nothing less. Once you remember to look at an interaction with you from the shark side, this no mean bone thing makes a lot of sense. You know when you hear that a snake, for example, just tries to defend herself or itself? Same thing. She's not out there to get us. I'm a sucker for snake videos and often look how they catch them, especially king cobras is what I like. But despite when it stands up, flares and hisses, it always then tries to get away. They do not strike just because they can, they wait and do it if necessary, and even then it is to protect themselves. Anyway, back to our animals. I just hope that this viewpoint catches on and that more people understand the true nature of sharks, or at least are willing to try to understand it. And more importantly, I hope that people see that it is really important that we have to include and understand the shark's viewpoint. Again, this viewpoint goes with pretty much all the animals as well when it comes to an incident. We should always ask about the why, not just accept the outcome and play the blame game. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.